between us unalterably changed.
The Wings of the Dove and the Aspen Papers.
Are we going to the piazza?
Of course.
She is more than pleased. She has surrendered to me.
Artful portraits of the human heart.
Will you kindly permit me to see you again? It diverts me more than I can say.
Don't you know, it almost kills me.
Starting with Love, Henry James, The Aspen Papers. This Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock on BBC Radio 4. Shula makes a fresh start in The Archers in half an hour. Now, though, Angus Deaton stars in the first episode of a brand new series of Alone, a sitcom about the ups and downs of five single, middle-aged neighbours living in a converted London house.
Alone by Murray Hunter. The long, bad Friday night.
Wonders will never cease. Is that documentary finally finished?
I thought it was very interesting. Got to hand it to BBC Four. I never knew that the Mongolian Kazakhs used eagles for hunting. Did you know that, Will?
Until this evening, I'd never even heard of BBC Four.
Yes, this is an incredibly hard channel to find, isn't it?
What a Friday night this is turning out to be.
Well, you're the one in the dressing gown.
I'm getting ready to go out. How about you?
I'm going to turn in and read the paper.
Gemma died almost 3 years ago, Mitch. You moved in with me in order to live a little. It's time to move on.
No, it's time to turn in and read the paper. Can you pass me my iPad? It's on the stool just behind you.
There you are.
Oh, gross.
What's gross?
Your dressing gown is way too short. When you bend over like that, I can see everything.
Bollocks.
Precisely. And the rest. Can you please either get a longer gown or wear pyjamas, or failing that, just never bend over?
I'll tell you what, I'll get fully dressed if you'll come down the castle with me for a pint.
The thing is, Helen said she might be there, and I really can't face seeing her tonight.
Helen?
Sister-in-law Helen.
Technically former sister-in-law Helen, given the sister is no longer with us.
Yes, okay, former sister-in-law. Point is, she's always wanting to see me.
I thought you wanted to meet people.
Yes, new people. She's old people.
But if you're no longer related, it's like she's a new person.
I'm just worried that she's a bit keen.
So? One sister's gone, sadly, but why not investigate the other sister? She's a bit of all right, as I recall.
She's Gemma's sister, Will, for f***. Can that be at this time of night?
What are they thinking? It's gone 9 o'clock. I'll keep them talking. You call the police.
What if it's Helen? Checking I'm OK because I didn't show at the pub.
For God's sake, Mitch, you're sounding paranoid now. Hello?
Oh, hi, it's Helen. Just checking Mitch is OK. He didn't show at the pub.
Oh, hi, Helen. Hang on. OK, fair enough. Maybe you're not paranoid.
Yeah, well, told you.
Are you here?
No, tell her I'm out.
So I've got to lie to Helen now?
What's the problem? You lie to me all the time.
That's different. You're my brother.
Half-brother.
Well, some of them are only half lies. Look, you pop upstairs for a couple of minutes to see Ellie or Louisa, so when I tell Helen that you're out, you will actually be out.
Thank you. Let me know when the coast's clear.
Helen, sorry, are you still there?
Still here.
Good. Mitch is fine, the last I saw, but I just checked and I'm afraid he's out.
Oh, that's a shame. Never mind, I'll call again.
OK, Helen, bye.
Oh, Will, could I just use your loo?
Yes, of course. Just give me 2 seconds to get changed, will you? Just in case I have to bend over.
Sorry?
It doesn't matter.
Mitch!
Morris.
I was just coming down to see you.
Fancy that. I wasn't coming up to see you.
Just wondered if you and Will fancy nipping at the castle for a couple of pints.
Will might. I'm going to have an early night.
So what are you doing up here on the landing?
Well, OK, if you must know, I'm hiding.
You're not hiding very well, then, if you want me to say.
Not from you, Morris. OK, shh. Morris, please.
Am I hiding too now?
Shh, shut up.
Hi, Helen, come in.
Thank you.
Come in? Shh, don't shush me, Morris. I'm the one...
Just in here.
What the hell is he playing at? He's let her in.
Is that bad?
Yes, he's supposed to not let her in.
Tiny margins, isn't it?
Tiny something, Morris.
Oh, hello, Louisa.
Is your Wi-Fi down as well?
Sorry?
Bloody streaming. I'm just in the middle of a brilliant Fargo episode. Kirsten Dunst and the Native American guy out in the... Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's really exciting. And then my Wi-Fi cuts out. Can't believe it.
Oh, I know the episode you mean. It's brilliant.
I know it's brilliant.
I could tell you what happens if you like.
Morris, do you value your life?
Oh, that's a tricky one. Do I value my life? Can I think about that?
Yes. Why don't you think about that? Mitch, would it be okay if I came down and piggybacked on your Wi-Fi until I've seen the end of the episode?
The thing is, I'm not in at the moment. I'm sort of hiding. Long story.
Oh. Is Will in?
He's with someone. It's a bit delicate. What about asking Ellie?
Ellie's Wi-Fi's worse than mine.
Would you like to come up and use my Wi-Fi, Louisa? I promise I won't say a word.
Some people will pay good money for that.
It's come to this. My Friday night consists of sitting in with Morris so I can borrow his Wi-Fi to watch 5 minutes of an episode of Fargo. How did I get here?
Is that a yes?
Yes. No offence, Morris.
Oh, none taken. I've had much worse. Do you want to come up as well, Mitch?
No, thank you. Sounds fun. Don't get me wrong, listening to you not saying a word, but another time, maybe. I need to speak to Ellie about something.
All right, then.
Mitch?
Yes, sorry to trouble you.
It's after 9 o'clock.
Yes, I know. I appreciate that.
I've had a tough week. My year twos were out of control. There was an outbreak of spoons in ears for some reason. Whether they were self-spooned or maliciously spooned is unclear.
Right. Oh, dear. Well, sorry to hear that, and sorry to bother you at such an hour.
I might have been in bed.
Yes, but you're not.
Or I could have been in my pyjamas.
Yes, again, you could have been, but you're not. There are so many things you could have been, Ellie. You could have been out.
After the week I've had.
No, that's true. Not after Spoongate, I suppose. Anyway, you're here, you're awake, so can I come in?
OK. But don't ask me about my week.
Some of us laugh, some of us cry, some of us smoke, some of us laugh.
Oh, thank you, Will. Really sorry to impose.
No problem. That's what it's there for. I'm sorry Mitch isn't about.
Yeah, well, at least he's out, I suppose. That's a good sign. Where is he?
He's out and about, not here.
Is it a secret where he is?
No, he just didn't say. He suddenly took off.
Well, that's not like him. He's normally fairly predictable, isn't he?
Borderline dull, to be honest.
So it's out of character, then?
Well, not really. He has popped out before.
Oh, this is very worrying.
Is it, Helen? He's a grown man. He's just gone out, is all.
I've got a feeling he might be on the verge of something. He sounded a bit weird on the phone yesterday. I really think I'd better stay till he gets back.
The thing is, I sort of fancied a drink.
Oh, that's a great idea. Can I have a gin and tonic?
Eh?
Oh, with ice and a slice of lime, please. Much more punchy than lemon, if it's no trouble.
No, no trouble at all. Oh, better take this. Hello?
It's me.
Hello? You?
Did you get rid of her?
The eagle has not landed. No.
Sorry?
The proof is not in the pudding.
Little tip, Will. Don't ever apply for a job as a spy.
That's Mitch, isn't it?
No. Why would you think it was Mitch?
Well, you said, hello, you, in a very suspicious way.
No, not at all. It's a friend of mine, Ewan. I sometimes call him you for short. How are you doing, you? You haven't seen Mitch, have you? You. Oh, that's a shame. Ewan hasn't seen Mitch.
Have you been drinking?
No, but I'm about to. I'll just get you that drink, Helen.
Are we still pretending I'm you?
No, I'm in the kitchen.
So what the hell did you let Helen in for?
She needed the loo.
And now she's having a drink?
So? It's Friday night and some of us fancy a drink.
But next thing she'll need the loo again and now she'll want another drink and the whole cycle will repeat itself until the crack of doom. Call me when she goes.
Jawohl, Herr Sturmbahnführer.
Thanks for letting me use the Wi-Fi, Morris.
Oh, what are friends for?
This does not mean we're friends.
No, of course not.
There we go. I'm in. I'll watch with my headphones on.
OK. Hope you enjoy the ending. Well, maybe enjoy's not the right word.
Not a word, Morris.
Sorry.
Morris, are you just going to sit there and watch me while I watch this?
Is it off-putting?
What do you think?
All right, I'll sit behind you.
That would be worse.
I'll sit in the kitchen.
Thank you.
Would you like a glass of wine?
Maybe just one.
Red or white?
Red, please.
I've only got white.
Then why did you ask?
Just interested, really, for future reference. Anyway, you get watching.
Thank you. No, oh, Morris, it's buffering already. What is up with the Wi-Fi in this bloody building?
Sorry, it's been a bit temperamental. And sorry again, I've no white wine either.
Right. I'm going to Will's.
I think he's got a visitor.
Excellent. Then he's had a bit of practice.
So, you're not interested in this Helen?
No, she's my ex-sister-in-law. Reminds me of Gemma sometimes, and that makes me feel a bit weird.
Understandable.
And, of course, Will keeps trying to push me towards her. I don't know why everyone's so desperate for me to find someone else.
It's just how it works.
Yes. You've got no one else.
Thank you for the reminder.
So what's the problem if I don't?
No, true. But we're all looking, aren't we?
Well, I'm not. I'm just living. Tonight I was watching a very interesting documentary about the Mongolian Kazakhs.
I had no idea they used eagles for hunting. Incredible.
I know. Extraordinary. All right, I admit it, I am looking. Are you looking?
Yes, I'm looking. And what's more, I don't mind admitting it.
And you're definitely over Mark?
It's been more than 4 years. He's found someone else and I'm looking. I think I can safely say I'm over him. Thank you very much. Oh, my God, do you think that could be Mark?
Seems unlikely.
It's just that's exactly how he used to knock.
Well, you know, is a fairly popular method of knocking. It's hardly a signature knock.
Oh, Will, it's you. Come in.
Excellent. Has she gone?
Not really.
Not really?
Not at all, in fact.
So you're up here, why?
Well, I was just going to ask Ellie if she had a lime I could borrow.
Yes, I think so. Hang on.
What is going on? She came in to use the loo.
And then she fancied a drink. Louisa dropped in to use the Wi-Fi. Morris dropped in because he's Morris. And now it's all kicking off.
So basically you're not going to ask Helen to leave?
I don't want to be rude.
Never bothered you before.
She's nice.
Do not try and get off with Gemma's sister.
Why not?
Look, it's just a bit delicate where she's concerned, that's all.
It's not exactly likely that she'll pounce on me anyway, is it? She's just worried about you and where you are.
Well, I'm hiding up here, aren't I?
Yes. Poor Mitch is having to hang out with boring old Ellie. Here's your line.
I didn't mean it like that, Ellie.
Well, I better get back. Thanks, Ellie. I'll make sure I...
Return the rest of the line.
Well...
Or forget it completely.
Yeah, probably. There you go, Helen. One G&T with a punchy slice of lime.
Oh, thank you. I'll get going after this, I promise. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, Louise, I forgot to ask. What do you think of the ending of that Fargo episode?
It was brilliant. Stunning. I just totally love Fargo.
I'm a fan as well. So where are you up to, Louisa?
Season 2, Ep 5.
Is that the episode?
Shut up. Spoiler alert. I'm just finishing season 1.
Right, sorry.
We can't really say much about it then, can we?
Apart from we love it.
It's great, yeah.
We could discuss the title, I suppose.
I like the title.
Oh, me too. It's short and just right.
For Fargo.
Exactly.
Oh, well, that was fun, discussing the title of Fargo.
By the way, I think I recognise you, Louisa.
Well, you know, I do the odd telly. I was in Together Again.
Not that.
Oh, did a couple of episodes of Mainline.
No. Oh, it's annoying. You look so familiar. Do you get your hair done at Heads Up?
Yeah. Maggie does me.
Yes, that's it. I knew I'd seen you.
Right, that must be it then. Hair.
Oh, by the way, have either of you seen Mitch this evening?
Nope. Didn't see him at all this evening.
Mm. He was on the landing with you earlier.
Don't think so, Louisa.
He was standing next to you.
Was he?
Oh, that Mitch. Yes, I saw that Mitch. I thought you meant the other Mitch.
What other Mitch?
Mitch 2, I call him. Lives across the road.
He's not a friend of Ewan, known as you for short, by any chance.
Don't know. Might be, I suppose.
So Mitch is in the building?
Yeah, he's hiding upstairs, don't know.
Hiding from me, by any chance?
Possibly. Just a bit.
Why is he hiding from me?
Well, he thinks you're keen on him.
I'm worried about him. That's all. OK, I do like him a bit. But he was married to my sister, so it's a weird one.
Well, he's upstairs with Ellie. He doesn't know quite how to face you, and so he decided not to.
And when's he coming back?
Once you've gone.
Is that right? Once I've gone? You know, I'm suddenly feeling rather thirsty.
Go on, fill your boots. It's Friday night.
Maybe I will. OK, a toast to absent friends.
Absent friends.
And to friends who are hiding upstairs.
I can hear them laughing downstairs.
That's all we need. They're having a good time.
Well, it could be a long night.
Sounds like it. Ellie, slightly awkward question, but I know you were thinking of going to bed when I called, so I was wondering, could I stay over here with you?
Sorry?
I just don't really want to go home tonight.
This is a bit unexpected.
I mean, if it's not suitable, just say.
No, I didn't say that. It's a bit out of the blue. Are you sure about this?
Yeah, I don't see why not. Saves me going downstairs. Don't mind, do you?
It's just you seem rather casual about it, that's all.
Just for tonight, obviously. Strictly a one-off.
A one-off? Absolutely not.
Oh, go on. I mean, if you were at mine one night and didn't want to go home, I'd be happy to, you know, put out...
Put out? How dare you?
The sofa bed. Put out the sofa bed? What do you mean, how dare you?
I mean, how dare you assume I can't put out a sofa bed on my own? That's all. Anyway, yes, of course, you can stay here on the sofa bed.
Just can't face going back downstairs if Helen's still there and I don't want to keep you up. This way we can both get some sleep.
Yes, sleep. That's what we both need. Quite right, a jolly good night's sleep.
Oh, did you think I meant stay over as in stay over?
Oh, no, not at all. Well, maybe a little, yes. You did say stay over with you, so I suppose it sort of crossed my mind.
No, my fault. Sorry, I wasn't thinking that at all. Not at all. I mean, you know, it's not a repellent thought. Maybe repellent isn't quite the right thing.
A ridiculous thought?
I wouldn't presume to think that you would even think of me not in a sleeping on the sofa bed capacity.
I don't think I followed that.
No, me neither. Look, never mind. I'll go back downstairs.
No, of course you can sleep on the sofa bed. I'll get out some bed linen. How many pillows?
One is fine.
Dark feather or classic wool?
Not really fussed.
I'll get both. There's a spare toothbrush in the bathroom. I've got a choice of gels or sensitive toothpaste. I'll leave a towel out for you. Do you need a glass of water? Earplugs or an eye mask, maybe?
Call me old-fashioned. I was just thinking of lying down and shutting my eyes.
Morning, Mitch. Cup of tea for you.
Oh, morning. Thank you for the tea and for letting me stay over.
It was no trouble.
Just couldn't quite face the whole Helen thing last night. Think I owe you one.
No problem. I'll pop some toast on. You sleep okay?
I got to sleep once the party downstairs finished. How about you?
That's when I woke up, when you went to sleep and started snoring. Oh, a text from Mark. Strange. Oh, my God. Sorry, Mitch, quick, you better get dressed. Mark's on his way round.
Is this Mark that you're completely over, Mark?
Yes, that Mark. So if he wouldn't mind getting dressed.
Of course.
Now?
Yes, sorry, right.
I won't look. He's coming to collect a few of his odds and sods. I've been on at him for ages to do it, and of course he chooses this morning. Doesn't even ask if it's convenient.
Why did I put my shirt?
Here it is, I'm holding it out, I'm not looking.
That's okay, really.
Why he has to come round today of all days, I don't know. Anyway, I just want him to see that I am fine and that I have moved on.
Maybe I should stay then.
I know, that would show him.
Right, well, I will get out of your hair. Thanks again.
No, wait a minute. That would show him.
Sorry?
If you stayed.
Was joking.
Yes, but I'm not. What better way is there of showing Mark I'm over him than my having a man here first thing in the morning?
Right, shall I go and find one?
Get undressed.
But I've just got dressed.
Well, you'll know how to get undressed then.
Look, I have to say, I'm not entirely sure that I would feel comfortable playing the part of your boyfriend.
You owe me one, Mitch. You said so. I did you a favour last night.
Of course you did, and I appreciate that, but standing in as your boyfriend in front of your ex is a pretty big favour compared with just letting me sleep on the sofa.
A favour's a favour, Mitch. It's not about the size of the favour. You don't compare favours, you just return them.
Why not compare them?
OK, well, let's compare favours, shall we? My favour to you lasted from about 10 last night until 9 this morning. That's an 11-hour favour. Your favour to me will take about 10 minutes. 10 minutes as opposed to 11 hours. That's 1/20th? No? More? Anyway, I can't do the maths right now, but my favour is a lot bigger than your favour.
Yes, but what if Mark is a lot bigger than me?
Who cares how big he is?
I care. Is he prone to fits of temper?
Oh, dear. I think we might need to find a man after all.
Right. Look, OK, I'll do it. On the understanding that although your favour was bigger, my favour is more dangerous, which makes us very much even on the favour count.
All right.
Right, so what does looking like your boyfriend entail? How worn out should I look? Is dazed but deliriously happy sufficient, or would you prefer it if I was unable to walk?
Please don't be crude. Now, Mark always used to wear my kimono in the morning.
Did he? I don't really see myself as that sort of a boyfriend. I see myself maybe as more of a kind of locked in the bathroom taking a shower sort of boyfriend. I could do some shower singing. Shakira, Shakira. Ooh, baby, when you talk like that, I am one satisfied boyfriend. Oh, yes, sirree.
Mitch, I'm a hip... we don't have much time. Go to my bedroom and put on my kimono. I'll come and check you in 2 minutes, and you'd better be ready.
Ever thought of being a primary school teacher, Ellie? Oh, yes, I forgot. You are one.
Mitch, are you decent?
Depends how you define decent, I suppose.
Oh, no, that's very good.
Not in any way amusing, then?
No. Maybe a little. It's just the kimono is probably not your colour.
Or style.
Or length.
Apart from that?
Well, the boxers might have to go.
Oh, I suppose Mark never used to wear boxers when he wore your kimono.
Exactly, and Mark's a real stickler. He'll notice that straight away.
Well, he shouldn't be looking there in the first place, should he? Or any place for that matter.
Please, the devil's in the detail. Oh, that'll be him at the door. Somebody must have let him in downstairs. Lose those boxers, then come through and try to look casual.
Yeah, casual. That'll be a snip.
Hurry up, Mitch.
Right, I'm here. What will I do?
Read the paper or something. Just act natural.
Easier said than done.
Well, what would you normally be doing at this time on a Saturday morning?
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure it wouldn't be standing in a kimono reading yesterday's paper.
Just try to look nonchalant. Mark! Oh, Louisa.
Ellie, sorry to bother you.
Louisa?
Mitch! Oh, my God, Ellie! You and Mitch! I had no idea! This is amazing!
It's not what you're thinking.
It depends what she's thinking.
Wow!
Okay, she's thinking that.
Wow!
It's not what it looks like, Louisa.
Oh, hang on! I haven't finished saying wow yet. Wow! Ellie, at last! I'm so pleased for you after all this time without a man. What's it been? 4 years?
Nearer 4.5, actually.
Oh, God, you must be so relieved.
I'm not.
Why not?
Because nothing happened.
Oh, well, don't worry. It will take time to get things moving again. And Mitch is no spring chicken. In fact, he's no autumn chicken either.
Beg you.
Louisa, this is not what you think, OK? There's a perfectly rational explanation.
Is there? This I've got to hear.
We're playing a trick on Mark.
Your ex, Mark?
Yes.
Who doesn't appear to be here?
Not yet.
Ellie, I'm no expert, but a basic rule, I imagine, if you're playing a trick, is that it's best to play it on the person once they're there.
Mark's coming over now to collect the last of his stuff. That's a text from him. Oh, something's come up. He's not coming.
Well, I got dressed like this and he's not coming.
Oh, please stop with the charade, both of you. We're all adults.
Is It's not a charade. Mark was coming. Now he's not. I've got all his stuff out. It's in the bag over there.
Yeah.
Mitch, could you show Louisa the bag, please?
Where is it?
It's down behind the sofa.
Okay, here it is.
Oh, God, gross! Oh, Mitch! Oh, that is a very short kimono.
Oh, bollocks.
Oh, precisely.
And the rest?
Too much information. I need a glass of brandy.
Anyway, never mind that. The point is, there is the bag.
Which bag are we talking about?
The bag with Mark's stuff. That bag.
Okay. I believe you.
Do you?
No, not really. But I think it's best if I pretend to. Now, about that glass of brandy?
Yes, I'll get the bottle. And a couple of glasses.
Make that three. But it's all just the way. Will, you up yet? Will, you there?
All right, hang on.
Morning.
Sorry, I didn't have my key.
You still in bed?
I was. Late night. Very late.
Yes, so we heard. Stinks of booze in here.
I can't think what that might be.
That's better. Open the window while I'm at it. I'm gonna put some coffee on.
Ooh, coffee? Yes, please.
Helen? Where do you spring from?
She stopped on the sofa.
Is that right?
Oh, wait a minute. You don't think that I, you know, with Will?
It's not that unlikely.
No, sorry, of course not. It's pretty unlikely.
I'll get the coffee.
Oh, yeah. I know where you were last night, by the way.
Out, you mean?
Upstairs.
Well, that's out.
You were hiding from me.
Well, hiding's a strong word.
Avoiding me?
Avoiding works, yeah.
Yeah. Look, Mitch, I miss Gemma too, you know. I worry about you, and I worry about me. And if I'm honest, seeing you is a way to keep closer to her. I'm sorry if you find that a bit difficult.
Okay, well, I'm sorry too in that case.
Right. Good. We're both sorry about something. Look, I'm going to go.
Okay then, thanks for worrying.
Mitch?
Yeah?
Do you fancy going for a drink tonight instead? As friends?
Sure, good idea.
Castle, about 8?
Fine.
I promise not to leap on top of you. Oh,
that's
dear.
Very funny.
Has she gone?
Yes, Helen has left the building. Just 13 hours after you were originally going to get rid of her. Good work, Will.
Here's your coffee.
On second thoughts, I'm going to have an extra hour's kip. Ellie's sofa bed was absolute nightmare.
Oh, Mitch, one thing.
Tell me later. Oh, I'll give myself an hour. Oh, God, that's better.
Oh, morning, Mitch!
Jesus, Morris, what the...
Hope you don't mind. Will said it'd be okay if I use your bed.
Did he?
I was a bit worse for wear last night. Couldn't quite get back up the stairs.
Will, help me. I'm in bed with Morris.
Ooh, could you pass me my undercrackers?
Oh, gross. Will!
Alone is written by Murray Hunter and directed by Murray Hunter and Gordon Kennedy. It starred Angus Deaton, Abigail Cruttendon, Pierce Quigley, Kate Isett, Bennett Aaron, and Carrie Quinlan. It is produced by Gordon Kennedy.